A newborn's tiny hand wraps around your finger with surprising strength. Within hours of birth, that same baby, guided by nothing but instinct, will crawl up your chest, find your breast, and latch on without a single instruction. This isn't learned behavior. It's ancient biological choreography, refined over millions of years. Yet somehow, in the span of just a few generations, we've managed to convince ourselves that one of nature's most fundamental acts requires expert intervention, rigid schedules, and constant doubt. The truth is simpler and more revolutionary. Your body already knows exactly what to do. The question isn't whether you can breastfeed, it's whether you'll trust the wisdom already written into your cells. Here's a thought experiment. If you could have only one, the milk itself or the act of nursing, which would you choose? Most parenting advice treats breast milk like a superior product, focusing on antibodies and omega-3s as if breastfeeding were simply an upgraded delivery system. This misses the entire point. Breastfeeding creates a relationship that shapes your child's emotional architecture as profoundly as it builds their physical body. When your baby nurses, they're not just eating. They're learning the world responds to their needs, regulating their nervous system through your heartbeat, and downloading your immune system's knowledge of local pathogens. The physical closeness releases oxytocin in both of you, creating an emotional feedback loop that makes you more attuned to each other with every feeding. In 1956, seven mothers in suburban Chicago noticed nearly everyone wanted to breastfeed, but almost nobody succeeded. Hospitals whisked babies away after birth, doctors prescribed rigid four-hour schedules, formula companies sent free samples. These women started meeting in Mary White's living room, sharing what worked. That grassroots gathering became La Leche League International, helping millions reclaim lost knowledge. Their radical insight? You don't need experts to tell you how to feed your baby. You need support, accurate information, and permission to trust yourself. Your breast milk is a living, responsive system that changes hourly. The milk you produce at 3 a.m. contains sleep-inducing nucleotides. Early feeding milk is thin and hydrating. By the end, it's fat-rich to signal fullness. When your baby fights infection, your body detects pathogens in their saliva during nursing and manufactures custom antibodies for the next feeding, an external immune system. Colostrum, that thick, golden fluid from your first days, contains 7 times the protective enzymes of mature milk, creating a temporary intestinal seal that blocks harmful proteins from entering your newborn's bloodstream. As your milk matures, it keeps adapting, adjusting hydration based on climate, shifting protein levels as growth slows, and altering fats as brain development accelerates. The benefits extend beyond infancy. Non-breastfed children face higher risks of ear infections, respiratory illness, SIDS, and childhood cancers. Mothers gain reduced postpartum bleeding, delayed fertility, and lower lifetime risks of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. The hormones released during nursing create a biochemical bond while calming your stress response. Birth and breastfeeding form one continuous biological sequence. The hormone cascade during labor prepares both mother and baby for what follows. When birth unfolds without excessive intervention, newborns emerge alert with reflexes primed to find the breast within the first hour. Place your naked baby on your bare chest and their vital signs stabilize. Body temperature, heart rate, breathing, and blood sugar all regulate using your body as the bridge. Left undisturbed, most newborns perform the breast crawl. Your baby pushes against your abdomen with their feet, inching upward. They bob their head, bring their fist to their mouth, and eventually find your nipple, drawn by scent and instinct. They latch on and begin nursing. No instructions required. Birth interventions can temporarily disrupt these reflexes. But a baby who isn't latching isn't bad at breastfeeding. They're simply not ready yet. Healthy, full-term babies don't need food for the first 24 to 36 hours. You have time. The early weeks feel chaotic because they are. Your baby nurses constantly, sometimes every hour, sometimes for hours at a stretch. This is how the system calibrates. Every time milk is removed, your breasts develop more hormone receptors that regulate long-term supply. The more milk removed now, the higher your capacity later. Your baby's nursing pattern reflects their biological design: tiny stomach, immature digestion, rapidly growing brain. Frequent, small feedings are exactly what their body needs. Watch diapers, not the clock. By mid-first week, expect at least 3 mustard-colored poopy diapers daily. Around 3 to 4 days postpartum, your milk comes in, though you've been producing milk all along. The composition shifts dramatically as sugar and fat content spike. Your breasts may feel rock hard for a day or two. This passes. By 6 weeks, they'll feel softer, not from producing less milk, but because initial overproduction has settled into efficiency. Around 6 weeks, something shifts. You stop watching the clock. Your baby becomes more efficient, sometimes finishing in 5 minutes. You recognize their feeding cues instinctively. As your baby grows, nursing becomes increasingly social. They smile mid-feeding, pop off to talk, then latch back on. They develop quirks like patting your chest or playing with your hair. What began as survival becomes communication, comfort, and connection. Your baby's growth will slow, and that's normal. Breastfed babies gain about 1 ounce daily until 4 months, then slow to 0.6 ounces daily, then 0.4 ounces between 7 and 9 months. Standard growth charts, based on formula-fed babies, make this normal pattern look like failure. Only WHO charts reflect healthy breastfed growth. Around 9 months, your baby develops opinions. They'll announce side when ready to switch breasts. They'll nurse while standing, twisting, practically doing gymnastics. They'll start eating solid foods to explore, though your milk remains their primary nutrition through the first year and provides significant immune protection well into the second and beyond. The relationship evolves so gradually that one day you realize your tiny newborn has become a busy child who still finds comfort at your breast. Research suggests the biological norm for human weaning falls between 2.5 and 7 years, much longer than Western culture typically accepts, but aligned with how our species evolved. Even successful breastfeeding faces challenges requiring thoughtful solutions. Sleep concerns top most parents' lists, but sleeping like a baby actually means waking frequently. Human babies are born helpless because our large brains must fit through a pelvis adapted for upright walking, making them completely dependent on maternal proximity for physiological regulation. Bed sharing and breastfeeding success are intimately connected. Babies sleeping skin to skin with mothers in early days are twice as likely to still breastfeed at 4 months. Co-sleeping babies nurse more frequently at night, yet mothers get more total sleep than those retrieving babies from separate rooms. Breastfeeding mothers naturally create protective sleeping positions, facing their babies with a raised leg and forward elbow, positioning babies at breast height away from pillows and blankets. Returning to work presents another common challenge. Your milk becomes crucial when your baby enters daycare and faces increased infection exposure. Nursing before drop-off and at pickup, combined with frequent evening and nighttime nursing, maintains supply while you pump during work hours. Start building a milk stash a few weeks before returning by pumping once or twice daily after nursing. Natural weaning follows a 2 steps forward, 1 step back pattern. Your child nurses less frequently, increases during illness, then decreases again. Sessions shorten. You respond less immediately. The relationship gradually winds down to 1 or 2 brief nursings daily, plus comfort nursing for injuries or upset. Early weaning doesn't give you your body back. It just removes your most effective mothering tool. Your child will still need holding, caring, and cuddling, possibly even more. Tantrums may increase, sleep may become harder. Weaning doesn't reduce your child's need for you, it just removes one way of meeting those needs. If you choose to wean faster than nature intended, do so gradually to minimize emotional impact and prevent plugged ducts or mastitis. The don't offer, don't refuse approach works well for children over 1 year. Avoid usual nursing spots. Use distraction with healthy snacks or drinks. For naps and bedtime, gradually replace nursing with other soothing rituals: cuddles, rocking, back rubs, lullabies, books, stories. Talk with your child about weaning. they understand more than you expect. Mothers whose children wean naturally after several years typically experience gentle nostalgia mixed with relief. If weaning occurs before 2 years, you might feel surprised by the intensity, celebrating freedom while simultaneously feeling weepy. Many women vividly recall their breastfeeding experiences decades later. The close bond established through nursing often continues long after weaning, leading one child to observe, "Mama, your milk will last me forever." In a world that pathologizes normal infant behavior and medicalizes natural processes, breastfeeding stands as quiet resistance. It's a relationship that can't be outsourced, scheduled, or optimized. It requires presence, patience, and trust in your body, in your baby, and in the ancient biological wisdom that brought you both to this moment.